presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Last week, Flash Gordon, the Avenging Shadow, captured Queen Azura and escaped the pursuing soldiers by entering the tunnels of the Death Dwarf. While back in the forest, Dale urged Zarkoff, the scientist, to search for Flash while she remained at the cottage in case Flash returned. At the same time, Khan, the Hawkman at the Witch Queen's palace, declared himself ruler in the name of King Flash. Meantime, General Tull came upon the herdsman's cottage where Dale was hiding in the loft and decided to set fire to it with his own hands. Back in the tunnels of the Pit of Peril, Azura, afraid of the vengeance of the dwarf, begged Flash to return her to her own people. Before Flash could answer, the Death Dwarf came howling down the corridor. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the full-page Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story. Trapped in the tunnels of the Pit of Peril by the Death Dwarf, Azura, now only a woman fighting for her life, clings to Flash Gordon.
Flash, they will kill me.
No, they won't. You forget, I shall be near you, Azura.
And they will kill you, too.
They'll have to see me first.
You forget, you are becoming more and more visible every moment.
I know that. I shall get behind one of these boulders that line the tunnel. You stand right there where you are.
Don't leave me. I'm afraid, Flash. Don't leave me to their mercy. They had no mercy.
Talk to them and see.
Very well. But they will never catch Azura alive.
Don't be a fool, Azura. If they want to take you with them, go peaceably. Nothing can be gained by fighting the whole crowd. I shall follow wherever you go and save you at the first opportunity.
Oh, I'm depending upon you, Flash. Don't fail me.
Azura! It is Queen Azura!
Men of the dwarf tunnels, listen to me. I'm sorry I caused you to be banished from the Blue Magic Land. I will restore your freedom. Let me go back to my people safely.
You lie! The Witch Queen lies!
No! No, I do not lie! I'm telling you the truth. If you will give me my freedom, I will give you yours.
Comrade, the Witch Queen is talking for time. Do not listen to her. Her words are meant to dull the fires of revenge which have been kindled in our hearts.
Oh, have mercy, no drug.
You had no mercy when we begged you not to send us to these tunnels. We will show you no mercy.
Some of your comrades are interested in my offer, no drug. You had better take a vote, or you may find yourself talking without authority.
Comrade, what is your wish? Shall we let the Witch Queen go?
You see? What did I tell you, Flash?
Keep up your courage, Azura. You're handling yourself like a true queen. Don't let them see you falter. Remember, no matter what happens, I am near you.
Queen Azura, my comrades agree that you are to become our prisoner.
What are you going to do with me, Nodrog?
I have no power to decree your punishment, Witch Queen. Much as I would like to. We must take you before King Hoko. Come with us.
Back at the herdsman's cottage, the flames are crackling and leaping up the walls. The ladder by which Dale Arden climbed up to her hiding place in the loft over the door is now a fiery skeleton. Terrified by the crackling flames and not daring to cry out for fear Tall is outside watching the destruction of the cottage, Dale crouches in a corner and tries to cover her face with her cloak to keep out the smoke. Suddenly she hears the door crashed in. And a voice call.
Dale, are you in here? Dale, where are you?
Here, in the loft.
Jump, Dale, quickly. I will catch you.
Catch me. Here I come, Dr. Zarko.
Thank heaven you are safe.
Yes.
Pull your cloak over your head and we will get out of here. Now we are in the open air.
Oh, Dr. Zarko, I thought I was done for. How did you happen to come back?
I saw General Tal and his searching party just as I started out, so I followed. And when he and his men rode off, I came in to see if you were in the burning cottage.
And I was.
Well, there is only one thing to do now.
What's that, Dr. Zarko?
Make ourselves invisible, and both of us look for Flash.
But what if he should return while we're gone?
Flash must have been captured again, or he would have returned by now. And with the roads and woods around here patrolled by General Tal and his men, we must become invisible to reach the palace. Hurry, help me set up the machine. Yes. We have no time to lose. Here, take these electrodes. Put them over there.
Yes, Dr. Zarkov.
You will make me invisible first.
Very well, Dr. Zarkov.
Remember the reading of the dial?
1250.
Good girl, that is correct. Now, have you the electrodes all set up?
Yes, Dr. Zarkov. They are ready to be attached to that thing over there.
The dynamo? Yes. All right. Give me the wires. Now I shall test it. Throw the switch.
It worked.
Yes, it worked. Now I shall stand between the electrodes. When I tell you, turn on the current. Then when I have had enough, I will give you a charge, which will also make you invisible.
Oh, I can hardly wait, Dr. Zarkov.
You will have to wait until I get between the electrodes. All right. Throw the switch.
How's that?
What is the reading?
1000.
Stop it when you get to 1250.
All right, Dr. Zarkov. You're disappearing already.
We will be able to help Flash much better this way until the charge wears off.
1250. Now make me invisible.
All right. You stand up here.
Like this?
That is right. Now I will turn on the switch and give you the charge.
Listen. I hear a horse approaching. It must be Flash.
I wonder.
It's Paul.
Yes, it's Paul. So I was right after all.
What do you mean?
This is the place where Flash Gordon and the scientists were hiding. I thought if I came back alone, I'd find someone here. What's this machine?
What machine?
What machine? This machine here with the electrodes. And what are you standing between them for? By Tau, you are being made invisible. Here, come away from there.
Dr. Zarkov, why don't you do something?
Zarkov, where is he? I don't see him. I have something for him when I meet him.
Here I am, General Tau, and here is something for you.
Oh. You've killed him, Dr. Zarkov.
I hope so. Come quickly, Dale. Help me, there is no time to lose now.
Dr. Zarkov, why are you breaking up the machine? Are you mad?
We must destroy it now and go before Tau's men come back for him. They must not know how the invisibility machine works. Hurry, help me break it up.
Oh, what shall we do now? I'm not invisible.
I think it will be better this way. You saw how it worked with Tau. He saw only you and did not suspect I was around.
But with the machine destroyed, none of us can ever be made invisible again.
Oh, do not worry, Dale. The machine is destroyed, but the plans and specifications are not. They are still in my head. Come, get on this horse. Now, on to the palace of the Witch Queen.
In the meantime, Latsup and the soldiers have led Khan the Hawkman to the iron door through which Flash and Azura disappeared.
Here is the entrance to the pit of peril, mighty Khan.
So this is the iron door you spoke of, eh? And there's the sign. Death to all who enter here.
The sign speaks the truth, mighty Khan. Prisoners we have pushed through that doorway have never come out.
Is that so? Well, the prisoners you pushed through that doorway were weaklings anyway. They weren't real men like King Flash.
But we sent whole companies of men into the pit, not just one man. And they weren't able to get out again.
We'll see about that. Open the door.
Oh, mighty Khan. Do not make us open that door.
Why not? Are you all afraid?
No. But when we do open the door, our whole army is stationed around it. There are so few of us here. Wait until we can summon the rest of the troop.
There isn't time. Flash Gordon is down there, and I mean to let him out. Open that door.
What is
Hurry.
Going on here? Comrades, have you gone mad? Why is the prisoner unchained?
Oh, General Tal, we...
I'll give him the news. Tal? I am ruler here. In the name of King Flash.
You are ruler here? Wait until Azura hears you say so. Where is the queen?
Oh, General Tal, Queen Azura is...
Dead. She's not dead.
We do not know. Azura and King Flash are down there.
In the pit of peril?
Yes.
Then they are dead. And if Azura has been killed, I am ruler here. This is my country, and I am next to occupy the throne.
I don't care what you are when Azura is dead. As long as Flash Gordon is alive, he is king. And until he is proved dead, I am ruler here.
Do you want proof?
I do not fight with wounded men.
I am not wounded. This is just a slight cut on the back of my head. If I could have seen that Zarkov come up behind me.
Zarkov? Then he and Dale are still alive?
They are still alive. Curse them.
Where are they?
I do not know, unfortunately. I discovered them with their magic machine, the one which made Flash Gordon invisible. While I talked with the girl, the Earth Wizard came up behind me and hit me over the head.
Good.
When I came to, they had disappeared and the machine was completely broken up.
I'm glad to know they still live. And now, I'll free King Flash and we'll all be together before long.
Do not be so sure, Con. I will prove to you that Flash Gordon is no longer alive.
How will you prove it?
We will open the iron door. If Flash Gordon and Queen Azura do not come out, it will be proof they are both dead.
Well?
If that is so, I, Tal, am ruler of the Blue Magic Land.
But if they come out, you will acknowledge Flash Gordon as king?
Yes.
Guard, open the iron door.
Queen Azura! Queen Azura!
Flash! King Flash!
Well, Con, what do you say?
You win, Tal.
Ah.
Here is my sword.
Far down the tunnels of the dwarfs, away from the iron door, and Nodrog takes Azura before King Hoko, who sits enthroned between the roots of a mighty tree. Off to one side, Flash Gordon stands awaiting an opportunity to free Azura and himself.
Oh, mighty Hoko, see whom we have captured, Queen Azura. Yes, mighty Hoko. Well, it's a pleasant surprise. We are delighted to see you, Azura.
Yes, I am sure you are, Hoko.
What shall we do to entertain our royal visitor, Nodrog? If I were your majesty, I know what I'd do.
And what is that, Nodrog?
I'd give her the knife death.
Yes, an excellent suggestion, excellent. Get your knives, Nodrog.
Oh, no, no, please. Hoko, do not knife me to death.
Ah, you are thinking of your beauty, as always. Well, this time it will be ruined for you if Nodrog's knives miss their mark. Bring Azura over here to the target board.
No, no, no.
Azura, courage. I'm here. I will save you.
Then you'll have to hurry, Flash.
Come, Azura. I'll show you where to stand. Gather around, comrades. This archery is sport.
Stand here, Azura. I'll get over here.
That's far enough, Nodrog. I don't want you to miss your mark.
Oh! Ah, see her jump. She's not so proud or haughty now. Look at her cringe in fear.
I'll show you, curs, how a queen can die. Throw your knives.
And now, my beautiful queen, the last knife. The knife of death. One, two, three.
Before the dwarf could hurl his last knife, Flash Gordon pushed a great rock down on top of him.
Here, somebody pushed the rock off him.
Nodrog!
The Witch Queen's magic struck your comrade down. Quick, to the fire pits of Azura. We'll roast the magic out of her.
See these amazing adventures as you have heard them next Sunday in the Comic Weekly, which is distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Every page of the Comic Weekly entertains like the star act in a variety show. For the big full-page Comic Weekly is the world's greatest variety show of humor and adventure, with every act a headliner, bringing up Father, Skippy, Jungle Jim, the Little King, and many, many others. Be sure to get the Comic Weekly with your Hearst newspaper next Sunday. Meanwhile, goodbye until next week when we will bring you another chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon.